This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Back with another hour of What's on Your Mind. Lay it on me, folks. I'm going to turn the show over to you here for the next half hour. 800-228-0550. Bottom of the hour, we'll talk with KT McFarland, President Trump's former deputy national security advisor. She's a former assistant secretary of state. She was a Pentagon spokeswoman. She is very, very connected with the Bush world, and also recognized, unlike most in the Bush world, the genius of Trump and the whole America First thing. So I think you'll like the conversation we have with her. I actually interviewed her earlier today, and we're going to play you that interview at the bottom of the hour. In the meantime, your calls, your questions, your comments, welcome. 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550.
I got a question. I'm seeing all these T-shirts that these immigrants are wearing saying, "Biden, please let us in." Do you think if a bunch of us wore those to the Capitol, they let us maybe come back in and see our house?
No, that would be an insurrection, though.
Oh, okay. Let us in the country, but yeah, keep us out of the Capitol.
I wonder who printed
perfect
those.
Perfect sense.
I mean, see, actually, Biden campaign logo. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt. We shipped them down.
Right?
Said, "Wear these. Here's
get
what
a picture.
Here's what we need you to do."
Yep.
It's actually what I plan to talk to KT McFarland about, because you can't even make this up, folks, what's going on at the border right now. You can't even make it up. I mean, you have the Homeland Security Secretary. We've got to get Chad Wolf on the program. I've seen him on a lot of television interviews, and he's really, really good. And, you know, this is a classic example of what Trump did at the border in recognizing, number one, the humanitarian side of this. You can't send signals to people who live in a third world country and say it's okay to come here and not expect there to be a very unmanageable stampede of people who are looking for a better life. We've got the greatest country on the face of the earth. That's us. Do you think it's a shock that if people have the opportunity to get here, they're going to come here? So Joe Biden did this completely wrong. First of all, Donald Trump did it right. And Harris and this whole team, they couldn't recognize that he did it right. Now, they've got to put forward a different message, right? They can't say Trump did it right. They'd have never gotten elected if they said Trump did it right. But if you got him in a room and you say, well, what did Trump do? Trump got Mexico to police the border. Trump kicked, screamed, and clawed to get a border wall to be built that Border Patrol were begging for, if for no other reason, to narrow where they had to work. Simple math. If 100,000 people a day try to get in, if you limit the border access they have, you can take your assets to them and are better able to do what? Enforce the law.
Makes way too much sense, Scott.
But the Biden administration doesn't want us to enforce the law. That's why they hated the border wall. But if I were them, I would have said, okay, publicly we're saying this. Privately, let's say this. Trump is going to help us manage this. But they're so stupid. They said, come on across the border. And guess what? They are. They're doing it. So now, fast forward to this Homeland Security Secretary. I cannot for the life of me pronounce his name. Alejandro Mercas. Something like that. I apologize. But I'll tell you this. He is the Homeland Security Secretary under Joe Biden. You may have seen this in the news, but he asked staff of the Department of Homeland Security. These are people paid to figure out how many people should stand around at TSA doing nothing, okay? These are people who are paid to make sure the Border Patrol has what they need. These are the people that are protecting the homeland. That's why it's right there in the name of the entity, okay? Guess what he asked them to do? Volunteer. Sort of like you'd say, hey, the church has a fall festival this weekend. We're going to do some bingo. Would you mind coming out? And that's volunteering.
I have a good one, too. It's just like we just blew up the dam, but now we need volunteers to sandbag.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So he wants, you know, employed federal employees to volunteer.
Shut up.
To help deal with what he conceded, he did concede, was an overwhelming, his words, overwhelming number of migrants at the border.
Really?
Yeah.
Shocking.
And they're scrambling, is another word we're dealing with right now, with this escalating crisis that they that they created.
Can't say crisis.
Now, here's my favorite. You can't say crisis.
You can't. That's be a label. We can't, you know.
This same genius that's running Homeland Security under the genius Biden said last week, there's no crisis at the southern border. Just last week he said there's no crisis at the southern border. And now he's saying, can we get some volunteers down there? You know, could we serve them cookies? Hand them some milk? Folks.
It's unbelievable.
You can't make this up. And if there's people within the sound of my voice who voted for Joe Biden because they didn't like how Donald Trump was mean, he talked to people nicer. He says nasty things on Twitter and Facebook. If that's why you didn't vote for him, you own this. This is yours. And this is not neighborly. This is not godly. This is not treating your neighbor with respect. It is ungodly to say, we're open, come on in. We're the greatest in the country. Come on, come on. Where are they going to live? Where are they going to stay? They're being human trafficked. They're being taken advantage of.
No,
the young ones end up in sex trafficking.
No, they don't.
All kinds of horrible things.
It's no crisis.
You own this. Can't make it up.
That's not what Jen Psaki
says.
When
we say it's not the time to come now, the reason is this is a we are still digging our way out of a dismantled, immoral, and ineffective immigration policy that was being implemented by the last administration that was largely based around funding for a border wall. It's going to take us some time.
Well, why are you telling them to come now? Because you've told them to come now with every ounce of your being. You did this, Joe Biden. All you needed to do was continue what was in place. You own this. Yeah, I like, we're immoral. Thank you, you smug.
Oh.
You know, you smug. You,
it's
you,
not a crisis. We can't hang labels on
I better stop on smug.
Yes.
Because the dripping disdain for all of us, you and I folks in, you know, in flyover country to them, we're immoral because we don't want to throw the border open. And what's immoral is throwing the border open without any kind of a plan. All right, let's go to Hanover. We have a listener that wants to weigh in who chooses to be anonymous, and that's just fine. 800-228-0550. What's on your mind?
You keep talking about switching our representatives with ones from a different state, right?
What I've said is, you know, if we think they're not fighting hard enough, the individuals in our case in North Dakota, John Hoven, Kevin Cramer, Kelly Armstrong, work for us. So if we want them to work harder, they need to understand why we want them to work harder and why we want them to fight harder. And if we say they're garbage, I'm never voting for them again, I want them again, then I say, well, who do you want? Who do you want? And do you want who South Dakota has? I don't know one North Dakota conservative that wants John Thune and Mike Rounds to replace John Hoven and Kevin Cramer or Dusty Johnson to replace Kelly Armstrong. North Dakota, I don't want a music teacher who, because he has a butch haircut, you know, everybody thinks he's a farmer tough guy who's worthless in the U.S. Senate. I'm sorry, he's worthless. I don't want him. I don't want, you know, the two Minnesota Tina Smith, a complete and total empty suit, or Amy Klobuchar, a schmoozer of the nth degree, who's horrible. So my point is, who do you want to switch them out with? That's what I was saying. Did that make sense to you?
Yes and no. I agree with that. We don't want to switch them with a different state. We want to get some different ones from our own state. Now, I'm not saying that our guys are doing a bad job or doing a good job, but if they want to be elected, they got to show us what, you know, we can't see what they're doing. That's the problem.
Well, I think the person in the greatest amount of peril for what you speak is Kelly Armstrong, because Kelly Armstrong is a two-term House member that has to run every 2 years. And the worst thing Kelly Armstrong could do is to blow off the people of North Dakota who have this concern that they're not fighting enough. And right now he is blowing us off. That's unfortunate. And eventually he'll come around, and I'm guessing the closer we get to election, the more that'll happen. But for John Hoeven, who is seeking re-election in 2 years, he'll have a similar conversation with North Dakotans about how he's fighting hard enough. But I can't think of one person in the primary that would be John Hoeven. That is right now a Republican, a conservative of note. I can't think of one. That doesn't mean it couldn't happen. People said that about Kevin Cramer. People said that about Doug Burgum. Last time I checked, both have been elected and reelected since. But I take your point. Welcome others on this at 258-0550.
Join Piper's Auctioneers for these upcoming farm equipment auctions in Sioux Falls, Steele, Bowman, Jamestown, Bowdoin, Marmouth, Lear, Raleigh, and Bismarck. In March, Piper's will be hosting the two-day Western Dakota equipment auction in Bowman, featuring the Charlie Hilton and Abercrinkey retirements, followed by the premier Reuben and Clarice Lichty Farm Retirement Auction in Jamestown. Inventory is updated daily on all Piper's equipment auctions, including the quarterly timed online-only auctions and our multiple regional equipment auctions in North and South Dakota. Get all details and information at Piper's.com.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Got an oil field truck? Need it clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Need it washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation. You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bach and Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What's on your mind? Taking bumper requests today. This is my request, and we'll take others as well. Then we'll get back to music I like Elvis and Milli Vanilli. You can like Milli Vanilli and Elvis. I'm sorry. Johnny Cash I love, but I also love the Bee Gees. Getting a lot of guff today, and I don't care. I can take it. Telephone numbers, toll-free 24/7, morning, noon, and night, 855-200-1776, 855 855-200-1776. That's the Be the Buffalo hotline. I ran into somebody yesterday at the funeral dinner, and he said, I can never remember your number. Like, why is it in your speed dial? I think it was a dairy farmer, so that probably explains it. Now, a rancher, a beef guy, he's going to know. I called that number once. I put it in my, it's a little joke there. We have less dairy farmers, so I offended less people there than we do, ranchers, cattle producers, salt of the earth, folks. We love them all. And guess what? I have a new truck, guys. Remember last Wednesday I was talking about a 2020 Chevrolet Silverado Trail Boss. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I did end up buying it.
Did you?
It's in the parking lot. And now I'm looking.
I don't know how you couldn't with that price.
It was unbelievable.
That was actually really good. I've been kind of looking myself.
$40 and some change. It'll have 30,000 miles on it. A new one is, almost double that. It's just unbelievable. And it has everything the 2021s have. Now, I want a 2021. Somebody's going to call and say, you hypocrite. You said you didn't care about bigger cars. Yeah, I get it. Somebody also asked me, how big a house do I live in? Yeah, probably bigger than I need now. But at one time, three kids, five dogs, 2,000 square foot home wasn't huge, but we have a 2,000 square foot home. I don't think it's a pass by any stretch, but I'm embarrassed sometimes when I see the valuation coming. Like, really, do we need a $500,000 house? We don't. But when we bought it, built it for $200,000, it was what I needed to raise a family. So, I think the key here is we can all look at each other and say, hey, you said this, but you did this. Do those things drive you? Are those the things that make you happy? And while I love a good truck, and I'm glad to be back in a truck, and my Explorer, 2011, I bought it from Brent Safford when he was a dealer, S&S Motors, longtime Ford dealer up in Watford City, and later became a used car dealer as well, and it's got 250,000 miles on it, 2011, loved it. I drive it till the wheels fall off, but I do miss the truck, so I go to Pucklitz, Chevy, Buick, GMC, Valley City, and I got myself a new pickup. Now, here's the deal. The reason I got it is because I'm getting more and more invites to ranches and farms. And I want to be able to get there no matter where you are. I mean, up tucked in the, if I got to, go off-road a little bit to get you, that all the better because I have a trail boss now. I'm just saying. So keep those invites coming. I want to know what's on your farm. I want to know what's on your ranch. And I'll bring the food, just so you know. Planting season, I want to be there. Harvest, I want to be there. Okay, just text me, 701-367-2054. I'll never go anywhere without an invite. But if you say we'd love to have you, I'll be there. And I'd suggest you buy your next truck from the good folks at Pucklitz. Pucklitz, Bismarck, Pucklitz, Valley City, these are good people. And today our hot deal is a pre-owned 2018 Chevy Traverse. These are sharp. They designed these well. I like the look of these things. This is the LT package, all-wheel drive. It's got 40,000 miles on it, okay? What is it, 3 years old, 40,000 miles? That's like nothing. Do the math. 40,000 over 3 years, nothing. Got a 3.6 liter V6, 9-speed automatic tranny. Great gas mileage, but enough power to get the job done. It's got that sharp, eye-catching dark red color. Selectable all-wheel drive, meaning you can get even better mileage at the flip of a switch. Premium auto, I love that. Third row seating, navigation system. The family is road trip ready for the summer. It's only $31,500 right now. This was a lease, traded in, sold by Pucklitz, the home of single owner vehicles. Tell them you heard it right here, and the price is so good I can't even tell you on the radio. Actually, I don't have it in front of me. I don't know why I don't have it, but just trust me. You call them right now, you get a great deal. All it is here. 31.5, if you tell them you heard it on the radio. 31.5 on that. Okay? Pucklitz, Buick, Chevy, Buick, GMC, Valley City, Pucklitz, Chevrolet, Bismarck. Two great places to do business. Bob and Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 258-0550. Go, Bob.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. Just want to call in and compliment our congressional delegation. Wanted to make two points. You and I both know there's people that work for the Democrat Party nationally in North Dakota here and that are employed by their state. They listen to shows like yours and Rush Limbaugh and other conservative shows, and they're really good about calling in once or twice a week and saying something negative about COVID, like yesterday or the day before, or Armstrong, and then you get a backlash. You get all these other people that jump on board. And it's just funny how people can be, because they forget the little things that, like, John Hovind has fought for agriculture, and so has Kramer. But the thing is, when Trump was impeached the first time by the House, he thanked Kelly Armstrong personally when he had that news conference when they didn't get enough votes. And so I don't know, all these callers call in, and I know they're not our people. They're from the other side, and they're going to mess this thing around if we get any of our own Republicans start listening to this baloney. And we're going to split the vote, and pretty soon we're going to have a Heidi Heitkamp in there again for about 40 years like we had the other three stooges years ago. So I hope you, the listeners today, understand what I'm saying, because they got to back off. We've got really three good guys. So that's all I wanted to say, Scott.
It's wise counsel, very wise counsel, and I'll tell you this. There's a gentleman whose name I won't mention who is very, very much responsible for John Hovind's political career, who knew Senator Hovind and how he would bring a skill set to the governor's office and to the U.S. Senate that was really unmatched, okay? In his own way, it's very unmatched, because he is behind the doors a bearcat. He is, I dare say, half the U.S. Senate thinks he's a pain in the butt, because they see him coming and they go, oh, no, oh, no, he wants this. What does he want? He wants to fight for North Dakota farmers, to fight for North Dakota energy. That's what he does. He doesn't run around saying, I did this, I did that. Anyway, this person knew that about John Hovind, wanted to get him elected, okay? Helped him get elected. 10 years as governor, now in the U.S. Senate, going to run for another term. That same individual thought Kevin Kramer was insane, had lost his mind, didn't know what he was doing by agreeing to come on this program first as a House member, and then as a senator for 1 hour every week. That conservative, Republican, political type, behind-the-scenes type, thought Kevin Kramer was crazy for doing that and would never have advised John Hovind to do it. And guess what? Kevin Kramer has now blazed a trail. He's blazed a trail that says more than anybody in the United States Congress, he is willing to put himself out there. He doesn't know who's going to call. He doesn't know what they're going to say. And takes the arrows every single week. You can call him and say anything. I like you. I don't like you. You screwed up here. Whatever. And now John Hovind comes on whenever we ask. And so does Doug Burgum. And Doug Burgum's team recently said, hey, would you like him on for a half hour every week? Isn't it amazing how that works? That's because he blazed the trail. And Bob's exactly right. There is political peril in that, because the Democrats are setting a trap every time they run ads against these guys. And if you take the bait and don't recognize that they fight in the way they fight for us, and they work for you and they recognize that, doesn't mean they're going to agree every time. You are kicking a gift horse in the mouth. That's just all I'll say. Thanks, Bob. More coming up.
The Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tioganb.org. That's tioganb.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A convicted killer seen on video celebrating in his California prison cell after learning that Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon has issued a new directive calling for the possible resentencing of inmates.
It's Monday night right here in a new Folsom C facility, right here with my celly, some white lightning, a little cup, boom. Celebrating us going home on this Gascon direct.
Philip Dorsett and his cellmate at New Folsom State Prison, Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon, is being accused of favoring criminals over victims. The U.S. House of Representatives Tuesday narrowly approved legislation pushed by Democrats that would expand protections for labor union organizing and collective bargaining and amend decades-old labor laws. The bill, called the Protecting the Right to Organize Act, was approved in a 225-206 vote. The bill will change right-to-work laws in 27 states that will require all workers to pay union dues. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. I encourage you to really take a little time to have a grasp or an understanding of what our oil and gas industry in North Dakota does to help make big things happen in communities across North Dakota. That happens in education, that happens in infrastructure, water projects, roads, bridges. It happens in conservation. The North Dakota oil and natural gas industry advances all of those possibilities. Find out more, NorthDakotaPetroleumFoundation.org, from heating our homes, powering our vehicles, cell phones, clothing, medical equipment, oil and natural gas makes everyday life better. I think we really take that for granted. Find out more at NorthDakotaPetroleumFoundation.org. Yes, Scott, but it hurts the environment. It makes things better, but it hurts the environment. No. Did you know that thanks to the oil and gas industry, energy-related CO2 emissions are down 15%, and the United States of America now leads the world in reductions of energy-related CO2 emissions. I bet you didn't know that. That's when I say advancing the possibilities, I mean our state's oil and natural gas industry. Find out more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. Now, we have a texter here that says, Scott just got a nice truck so he can haul his bad music to the dumpster.
It's not that bad.
And then somebody else.
You said, have good taste.
Somebody else said, I said,
you're an old school guy.
I said, I didn't say traverse, which the hot deal of Puckler's today is a traverse.
Chevy Traverse. Not
okay.
Traverse.
All of this is serving to keep me humble.
There you go.
But give me Johnny Cash in the prison, would you? Like actually introducing himself of who he is and listen to the crowd go crazy over this.
Oh, you mean Folsom Prison Blues?
Yes.
Yeah, I can dial that up.
Yeah,
because right here.
Introduce
Hello,
him.
I'm Johnny Cash.
I hear the train a-coming.
Come on, baby.
It's rolling around a bend.
That's what I'm talking about.
And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
Uh-huh.
And time keeps dragging on.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Here we go. Here it is.
But that train keeps a-rolling.
Where?
On down to San Antonio.
Oh, my gosh. You can't like that. You don't like music. You know what I'm saying?
My friend Cheryl Sparks, who used to be one of the main Kahunas at WeFest, had a great story about when Johnny Cash was at WeFest and hanging out and just talking about him.
I've told the story more times than I should have, but I met Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash on the bus here on South Dakota. Never forget it.
Now I'm jealous.
So all of you people making fun of me, little old me, for my choice of bumper music, you're dissing Johnny Cash. I'm just saying you're dissing Johnny Cash. That's all I'm saying.
Guilt trip. Pack your bags.
Yeah, exactly right. All right.
But, you know, the criticism is warranted, girlie. You know it's true.
He won't let that go. I made the mistake of saying I met Milli Vanilli, and now he's obsessed with it. Lou in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Lou.
Yeah. Hey, I met, or I did the same thing in the Air Force that Johnny Cash did. Yeah, if you look up Johnny Cash in the Air Force, he was in Germany, I was in Japan. Look up Morse code, and you'll see what John did. The other thing is, I tried to get a hold of Kelly Armstrong yesterday. And, of course, all you can do is talk to a staff, and they want to leave a message. I said, yeah, the message is, could you have him give me a call? Of course, I have not received a call, and I wanted to ask him about the border. And mainly because, you know, when you go in the military, you take an oath of office, or an oath, and the oath says you will protect our country, the United States, against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Now, does that apply to our government, or is that something else? Maybe you guys can clear that up a little bit. The other thing is I'm kind of curious, during this whole Wuhan China virus thing for the last year, how many government staff have lost their job? Like, for example, has Kelly Armstrong laid off any of his staff? Maybe they have. I don't know. Do you guys know? Maybe you can tell me.
Yeah, I don't. You know, if you do this, though, Lou, I'm going to put you on hold, and Daniel will get your telephone number. I'm sure that, you know, when people call the office of Congressman Armstrong and say, hey, I want to talk to him, it's not likely he's going to pick up the phone. No, Kevin Cramer's actually done it before, where he's just called people back who said they want to talk to him. And normally people go through a process. But if you actually give Daniel your telephone number, I'll pass it on to Kelly. You know, we still have hope for Kelly actually being willing to come back on the program and talk to listeners. We've told the story before. He's waiting for an apology. We're not sure what we're apologizing for, but we're happy to apologize. Because, you know, it isn't beyond us to screw up, so we probably did or could have. But I just think it's time to get beyond all that. But I'll do that, Lou, and then you can report back whether you got a call or not, okay?
I got a quick question for you. Do you have a cousin, Dennis, in Norwood, Young America?
Yes, I do. Dennis,
okay,
his
well,
last name
I
is Stokes.
Him.
You do?
Well, I know. Yeah, of course I do. We used to live down there. He was into wrestling, so were my kids, and we know him well. And
how do you spell
Dennis, when you see him, Lou said hi.
I will. How do you spell wrestling, by the way? I'm curious. He was a wrestler, but...
name?
No, how do you spell wrestling?
It depends on how you say it. Now, see, I love that with a Chicago accent.
It's kind of my Milo Hotzenbueller joke, but it's a wrestling. He was a great wrestler. You're talking about Dennis Stokes. He works
Dennis
for XL.
He was pretty good. He was from southern Minnesota.
Do you know what his nickname was as a kid?
No, I don't.
Bully. There's a reason for that.
I agree
really?
With you.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, but I love him. He's my favorite cousin. He'd come visit us in Montevideo all the time, and I have a lot of other cousins.
Right?
Some of them listen, so I'm in trouble, including with his sister, Joanne. But, Lou, hang on. We'll get your number, and I'll certainly say hi to Bully for you. No doubt about it.
Norwood Young America, you know, the dairy capital of the world.
There you go. Exactly right. He actually came up to Grand Forks after the flood of 97, one of those folks from XL that volunteered to come up and help.
Oh, that's great.
And I found him in the middle of, like, Memorial Stadium. He's like, hey, you didn't even know he was coming. He's pretty cool. That's what family does. They do. Anyway, KT McFarland I want to get to here, and then I've got to give away some more and buy pillows to the happy stories. But KT McFarland is somebody that I really respect. She's written the book Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. She was President Trump's former Deputy National Security Advisor. She also worked for George W. Bush. So she's just one of those people that you really respect. It's nice to have KT back. And KT, we certainly welcome you back to the program. How are you?
It's great to be with you, Scott. Thank you for having me.
I first just have to ask you a big picture. I want to talk, obviously, what's going on at the border, because it just seems to be an absolute nightmare to the national security of the United States, obviously, and most of our listeners realize that. But I'm just curious, from the national security apparatus that you were part of in the Bush administration, the Bush years, then to the Trump years, to see the dramatic change right now in the Biden administration, what does the world think about us right now?
Well, I mean, we look dysfunctional. You know, that, in fact, is one of the big problems of all the policies of the Trump/Biden debate and the dysfunction in the United States Congress and the dysfunction in the United States government today. The Chinese are going all around the world and saying, look, democracy is 20th century. We're the 21st century. Democracy is no longer functional. It's no longer suited to deal with the challenges of our time. And they point to the pandemic, which the Chinese claim they solve, that they've handled so much better than the United States, never mind the fact that they created the problem. But it only feeds to this notion that America doesn't know what it's doing, that we can't govern ourselves, that this experiment in democracy is over. And so I look at all the things that have been done, but not just done, but the acrimony with which they've been done is in the Trump administration, the Russiagate scandal, which was a hoax that the Democrats made up to try to undo Trump, the whole election, who won, who didn't win crisis, and now every single policy that Donald Trump put in, a lot of which was with majority support throughout the country, it's now being undone. And we just look like we can't figure out what's up and what's down. So the message it sends to the world of American strength, well, it doesn't send that message anymore. And I think that's the longer range hangover from all of the dysfunction we're seeing in our politics today.
And what's bizarre to me is the swamp spent 4 years saying Donald Trump is so reckless, it's terrible, they hate us. So here's my next question. There's bad actors in this world. There's white hats and there's black hats. They obviously see weakness occupying the Oval Office. Are they going to take advantage of that, KT?
Yeah. In fact, I talked to President Trump about 2 weeks ago, and we talked about this. He said, you know, can you believe what the Iranians are doing, what the Chinese are doing to Biden? He said, when I was president, they never would have had dared to do that because they know I would have responded. And he's got a really good point. The Chinese, they basically have said to Biden, you know, follow our orders or else. They've laid down red lines of what the world, i.e. Joe Biden, is allowed to comment on. And they've concluded that this is their moment. Joe Biden is a weak president. He will not stand up to China. He never did in his 40 years in government. He's not going to do it now. And so they're moving out to take advantage. Now, what does that mean to the average American? Well, you know, we're going to have an economic dislocation, in part brought about by the Biden economic policies, but in big part brought about by China deciding to replace the United States as the dominant world power, rewriting the rules so that the fair game, the fair rules of the road that we've been following for the last 50 or 60 years will no longer apply.
Well, I'm hoping for the swamp and the many people who voted for Biden that absence will make the heart grow stronger. Any chance of that, you think?
No, because, look, I mean, I have spent a lot of time thinking about this and what we're going through now, and I think it's a political revolution. And America has political revolutions. We are meant to. Our founding fathers understood we should have political revolutions. Why? Because the entrenched powers in government is by their very nature. They want more power. They want to continue to hang on to power at any price. And so what our founding fathers gave us was the right to go to the ballot box and throw those guys out, which is what Trump tried to do. But it's never easy. It isn't just one election where it happens. And the people who are in power, it's not just the Democrats. It's the Washington establishment. It's the Republicans. And one of the reasons I broke with the traditional Republican foreign policy establishment was because I didn't think they were getting it right, that they had lost wars in the Middle East with nothing to show. They've refused to stand up to China. And Donald Trump was the only one who did that. So that's why I supported him. And that's why I continue to support him, warts and all. I think his approach was the right approach.
Last question. What are your thoughts, having been in that apparatus, on Joe Biden's clearly cognitive decline? This is no secret anymore.
Well, the Biden administration was never going to be with a strong President Biden. It was always going to be with other people, you know, writing the talking points. And that's exactly what's happened. And the problem Biden has is I don't think he's a far-left Democrat in his heart, but he doesn't have the wherewithal. Even if he had it at one point in his life, he doesn't have the wherewithal to stand up to the woke mob who are doing the cancel culture, who want to defund the police, who want to change American history and society. The problem is that the rest of the country isn't nuts. And if you look at the 2020 election, put the presidency aside, what happened all across the country in state house after state house, state senate, state legislature, congressional districts, is that the country voted for Donald Trump policies, for America first, for peace through strength, for lower taxes, energy independence, economic prosperity, and against, you know, fruitless foreign wars that we couldn't win.
She is a force, ladies and gentlemen. Just hold that thought. We'll finish when we come back with KT McFarland and wrap up for the day with your calls, too. You have a chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will.
It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you that includes attorney fees. You're talking about less than $4,000. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call them at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring.
All day, every day at PetroServe USA or Valley Dairy Stores. A good time to stop in for anything from home cooking and grab-and-go convenience to specials like any fresh-baked muffin for 99 cents Monday, two fresh-baked cookies, buy one, get one Wednesdays. Any size phone pops, 79 cents Thursday. Or personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99 Fridays. At a PetroServe USA near you. Plus three Red Bulls, 16-ounce cans, just $7.50. PetroServe USA, Valley Dairy. Tell them Scott sent you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
SwanBeardGMC.com. 4x4s, all-wheel drive SUVs drastically reduced. Acadias, Enclaves, Terrains, Yukon, Sierra 1500s. Here's an example. 2017 Chevy Traverse LT, $22,800, $322 a month. And nobody pays more for clean local trades than your used car superstore, Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. They're online at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right, we have a few minutes left here to get a South Dakota listener in on the border crisis and somebody else who calls himself Deplorable Neanderthal. There's an interesting business card for you out of Dickinson. We can try to get you in. Stay tuned. We also have time for a caller after the show if you didn't get in today. And I do have a texter here that says, tell me more about this movie, Church People. Church People. This is the Mike Lindell movie. He told us about it earlier on the air. It's a comedy. It's a story of real people with real struggles. and their unique paths to discovering what faith in Jesus is all about. And it starts with a guy by the name of Guy Sides. They call him America's Youth Pastor. And he's stuck in the mega church marketing machine and wants to find his passion again. So kind of cool. I'm looking forward to it. You go to this website, and you can find out all the details about where the movie's being shown. It is debuting on Saturday. It'll also be played Sunday and Monday. You can bring it to your church as well. Go to churchpeoplefilm.com, churchpeoplefilm.com. Let's do this for Mike. Let's do this for Mike. I think it'll be great fun. I really do. To go out and laugh a little and have a good message besides, and to see where we can get it showing Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I heard New Song Church in Bismarck is working on it. I've not got a confirmation. If you put in your zip code now, it shows the closest are a theater in Monticello, Minnesota. So let's get North Dakota and South Dakota in this game. ChurchPeopleFilm.com. You can bring it to your church, or you can talk to your theater. Let us know where you got locked in by Friday, and we'll do everything to get the word out about that. My pillow winners go to the following three folks to answer the question, what makes me happy? What makes me happy is when my wife and I, every day, get to see our 18-month-old granddaughter FaceTime on her way to daycare. Also in the evening on her way home from daycare, she tells us about her day. Oh, my gosh. How great is that? How great is that? There you go. And there's a good thing about technology. Using it for good rather than being the other woman or the other man or consuming you with, I got to buy this, I got to shop. No, I got to answer that text right now. Oh, Snapchat! Oh, my gosh. Getting kids to put it down is just phenomenal. Another winner. Watching children play and their laughter brings great joy to my heart. Quick story. I fell in love with my now wife when she then was a very good friend. The kind of friend I said, will you come to New York City with me? You get your own hotel room. I'll pay for it. I'll have my hotel room, but I want to show you a city I love. And that is my now wife, Maria. But we fell in love in New York City. And I was there for a conference. And I'll never forget knowing that we were going to be going to a Broadway show that night or whatever. But I'm waiting for my cab. And I'm sitting at the hotel on the edge down Battery Park area. And there's a playground next to me. And I turn to the playground as I'm waiting for my cab, so dang happy because I'm falling in love with a wonderful woman, but from the joy that I saw in those kids out there. And I'm in New York City, a cesspool, right? And there's these kids having a blast. They don't care if they're in New York City or some third world country with one soccer ball per 200 kids. And they're loving it. They're loving it. And I thought, you know, I want kids. I want to be a dad. And I want my kids to have that much joy. So you're so right. Watching kids play, the laughter, it's just pure 100% joy. So a Bismarck winner there. And then the last one says, what makes me happy? I travel all of North Dakota and western Minnesota for work, and I still see many Trump flags flying. That makes me happy. Oh, and my soups. I make great soups. That makes me happy. This is from Mark. Okay, Mark, here's the deal. I'll deliver your MyPillow. You don't have to pick it up. I'll deliver it as long as I find out, you know, how this braggadocious nature you have about your soups, whether or not you can back it up with the real deal. I'll go anywhere for a good bowl of Nephila soup, you know what I'm saying? Or a little bean and ham. Or gnocchi. Anything gnocchi. I don't know what that is, but the chicken gnocchi, I love that. You know, who doesn't love a good chicken dumpling, right? Love those two. We got to finish with KT McFarland here. Then we'll take the calls in the After the Show show today, brought to you by our friends at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Do you know how I have the energy to do what I do every day? Bismarck, Watford City, Williston, going to a, you know, what are we on the calendar? Just looking at my schedule here. Tuesday, I'll be in Jamestown for North Dakota's for Comprehensive Solutions Better Business Roundtable. That's going to be fun. Friday, I'm in Grand Forks because the NCHC is coming. I'll go anywhere. University of Mary Leadership ND is coming to Holiday Inn Fargo Thursday the 18th. I'll be there. The only way I can do that is because I have a sauna and I have a hot tub from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. And have you noticed that I've got just a tish more energy than usual, Kevin Todd?
I kind of have, yeah.
Yeah. And I do, and I have, and it's all on the sauna. Because you sleep better. I find I wake up after 6 hours of sleep anymore. I don't even set the alarm. 6 hours of sleep. And I used to really need nine to kind of, or not nine, eight, maybe seven to have energy. Now it literally is, it's like six and I'm pop up like a chia pet. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, can do that for you, too. They're in Bismarck on the expressway by Walmart. They're also in West Fargo and in Grand Forks through online, the Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. We'll finish with KT McFarland because it's profound, folks. You got to hear this on the After the Show show. Check it out. God bless you. Thanks for listening.
Spring is right around the corner. Are you prepared to meet your lawn's needs? Swanson Equipment offers an entire lineup of Toro residential and commercial mowers, built on a tradition of quality, long-lasting products and innovative features to make your mowing experience and caring for your lawn easier. Stop into any of our three Swanson locations today and experience the lawn-dominating power and durability of Toro. Online at SwansonEquipment.com.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.